most famous song. Reactions to the BDI fell into three main categories, which divided the scientific community into fiercely warring groups. First, there were the enthusiasts, who were certain that it was a wonderful idea. Then there were the skeptics, who argued that it was technically impossible, or at least so difficult that it would not be cost-effective. Finally, there were those who believed that it was indeed possible, but would be a bad idea. Perhaps the best known of the enthusiasts was the famed Nevermore Laboratories' Dr. Raven, driving force behind Project Excelsior. Although details were highly classified, it was known that the technology involved the use of hydrogen bombs to evaporate vast quantities of ocean, leaving behind all mineral, including gold, content to later processing. Needless to say, many were highly critical of the project, but Dr. Raven was able to defend it from behind his smoke screen of secrecy. To those who complained, "Won't the gold be radioactive?" he answered cheerfully, "So what? That will make it harder to steal, and anyway, it will be buried in bank vaults, so it doesn't matter." But perhaps his most telling argument was that one byproduct of Excelsior would be several megatons of instant boiled fish to feed the starving multitudes of the Third World. Another surprising advocate of the BDI was the mayor of New York,